T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Boy, the announcement of the killings in Sri Lanka, the bombings, and the devastation there on Easter Sunday really has shaken up a lot of people. John Cohen is a former undersecretary in the Department of Homeland Security and now a news analyst at ABC and joins us. So, John, what's your snap take on what took place on Sunday and the revelation, it appears, that a lot of people warned Sri Lanka that the Islamic State was getting ready to kill a bunch of people and they didn't do anything about it?
Yeah, morning, John. Clearly we have to wait to see what the investigation tells us, but some of this early information is disturbing but not surprising, in the sense that we knew that we would see a evolution in the threat posed by ISIS after they lost their hold on territory in Syria and Iraq. Mm-hmm. We know that possibly up to thousands of ISIS fighters have fled. They've joined either groups in that region or they have gone back home to their countries of origin. They may be linking up with local extremist groups. We also know they have an extensive presence online. So that has counterterrorism officials worried that we may see an increase in attacks, both by former ISIS fighters who are working now with local extremists or by people who have been inspired by what they viewed online.
So how many people are we talking about here? We killed as many of them as we could with big bombs over there. And are they just continuing to radicalize more and more people, or are we still dealing with a relatively stable group and we just haven't exterminated enough of them, to be blunt?
Well, it could be thousands of people who have successfully fled Syria and Iraq. We know that ISIS fighters have gone to Central Africa, some sightings in Southern Africa. We know that they have joined up with groups with people in Yemen and Somalia. But to your point, that's a really interesting question, because there's concern about those who were fighting with ISIS in at some point over the last several years, who have gone back to their European homes or their Southeast Asian homes or their Eastern European homes. But ISIS continues, the physical caliphate may be gone, but the online caliphate still exists. And ISIS has been very, very proficient at using social media, using online forum to inspire disaffected, mentally unwell people across the globe and convincing them through their materials to conduct attacks. So there's a finite number of fighters who actually were in Syria, but there's basically an infinite number of people who can be inspired online.
We had one guest yesterday who came on and said that he thought it was possible that the president of Sri Lanka allowed the attacks to occur so that he could enact pretty draconian laws and activities in the country that he wouldn't have been able to do otherwise. Can that possibly be true, or was this just a horrible communications breakdown?
Well, we'll have to see. I mean, part of this challenge facing counterterrorism authorities is that the threat is different than the one faced even 5-10 years ago.
Yeah.
So, we shouldn't be surprised when we see breakdowns in bureaucracy and poor information sharing. We hear that time and time and time again. And part of the problem is that, traditional counterterrorism approaches don't work with this new threat. That said, Sri Lanka has, has had a multi-decade-long civil war. It hasn't been ratcheted up over the last, 5-10 years, but there are a lot of internal issues. So it's going to be really important that, the investigation gets completed. We have FBI agents there, and I think we'll have a better sense of what exactly happened in this case.
Yeah,
relatively shortly.
I know you got to go, John. Next time we'll talk more about whether we call this out as Islamic terrorism and whether there's some strategy that's at work to not do that. But I don't have time to get into it right now. John Cohen, former undersecretary in the Department of Homeland Security, now with ABC. Really appreciate you joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.